Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Arellis Mariani. Date of birth 8/17/1964. Date of procedure November 1st, 2023. Procedure performed is esophagogastrodynoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication, screening, comma, diarrhea, comma, anemia. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought back to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period of well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and managed into direct division to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, common stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view was obtained in the cardia, period. Air was suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct division to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin or facility about the confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was intubated and appeared on a remarkable period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transverse colon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score was 1-3-2 for a total of 6, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable upper and mid esophagus, period. There was a mildly irregular Z-line at 36 centimeters from the pipe walk. There was evidence of LA grade A distal esophagitis. Comma biopsies are obtained from this area. There was a small sliding hiatal hernia, approximately 1 to 2 centimeters, period. There was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. There were several small fundic gland polyps. These were sampled with cold biopsy polypectomy. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Sorry, delete that last portion. There was a small duodenal polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 biopsies were obtained in the bulb and the second portion for histology and rule out celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. There was a diminutive transcolon polyp, which was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, period. There was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Overall, the right side of the colon had a suboptimal prep. There was no evidence of any large polyps or lesions. However, smaller polyps could not be evaluated for. Period. An aggressive amount of lavaging and suctioning was unable to adequately clean this area. Period. Biopsies were obtained in the right transverse and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis given the history of diarrhea. The left side of the colon was very spastic. Period. Plan. Recommend PPI daily. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll need repeat colonoscopy in 1 year due to poor prep, suboptimal prep, sorry, not poor prep, suboptimal prep on the left, in the left colon, period. Next line, may need PILCAM for further evaluation of anemia, as there was no evidence of any bleeding or old blood noted on this exam, period.